Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man.
Good morning.
Could still work.
Yeah, we ought to let that play a little bit. But we won't. We'll jump in. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 25th, 2020. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I think we'll mix it up a little bit today. Run the gamut of emotions, probably. Things are, in simple terms, we are literally being tortured. You know, everyone's being tortured. Some of us have noticed, you know, for months, I mean, Rhonda in Missouri sent me this video titled Lockdown Torture of the Elderly, and it's heartbreaking. And some of us have experienced this firsthand. You know, I've heard stories secondhand, and others of us have observed this. I mean, this has been mainstream news ongoing, sort of intermittently, that, I still don't understand how folks like, Andrew Cuomo in particular have not been brought up on, murder charges. Because when you're responsible, directly responsible for the death of, you know, thousands of people, and it's, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that it's a thinly veiled euthanasia operation. As the person who made the video points out, the video has a few words at the beginning before it plays. It reads, "It is beyond any reasonable doubt now that the COVID virus," and this was published 2 days ago, "it is beyond any reasonable doubt now that the COVID virus is no more dangerous than seasonal flu, and that the lockdown has led to more deaths than the virus, including the torture and death of the most vulnerable, our dear and loved ones." And so, you know, this is definitely part of the travesty that's taking place. And, you know, I mentioned Aaron Dyke's lament, I called it the Gordian knot, withdrawing your consent. Edward Bernays, 1945, The Engineering of Consent. It's been a while. You know? So what is that, 75 years? The Engineering of Consent. It's been going on for quite a while. And again, you know, if there's any big salient takeaway from Aaron and Melissa Dyke's documentary, The Minds of Men, it's that, in my humble estimation, the drugs that we heard about, that the CIA was largely responsible for introducing, but CIA is really just a proxy for a shadowy small interest group that I would say is particularly and notably theosophical in nature. We want to quantify it. You know, Bill Cooper said the mystery schools, you know, people would say, it's the Jews. He would say, it's not the Jews. It's the mysteries. You know, it's these members from different, you know, enclaves of society of these mystery schools and stuff. You know, it's this ancient Babylonian mystery deal. But that really, you know, again, the kind of the epicenter of that, in my estimation, is the theosophical bent. As an interesting point of note, even perhaps, we can find that real fast. You know, I mentioned some of the storytellers of Frank Baum. There is a Wikipedia entry for as a basic example. Political interpretations of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And under the section titled Alternative Allegory, here's something interesting. Alternative allegory. So other writers have used the same evidence to lead to precisely opposite allegorical interpretations. You know, there are all of these, so political interpretations of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and we've talked about some of this, you know, monetary policy, social groups, etc., alternative allegory. Apart from intentional symbolism, scholars have speculated on the sources of Baum's ideas and imagery, the man behind the curtain, blah, 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 blah. Next paragraph, additional allegories have been developed without claims that they were originally intended by Baum. The text has been treated as a theosophical allegory. Well, that's an interesting thing to write, don't you think, about the Wizard of Oz? Who would have guessed? But you know, back to this issue of torture. It's an interesting thing. You know, I was thinking about, I've mentioned Biderman, Albert D. Biderman, and his Chart of Coercion in particular. But he wrote some interesting things, you know. And, you know, this is something that we have been normalizing for quite some time. You know, one of the big connections recently, you know, Biderman wrote some interesting things. Communist attempts to elicit false confessions from Air Force prisoners of war. So you have guys like Albert Biderman, who was a young Army intelligence guy in World War II, turned, you know, sociologist studying the effects of torture and, you know, these kinds of things. So that now, you know, we fast forward and we're told this is where we got, you know, SEER training, for example, survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. And I've talked about how Martin Seligman was recruited through Mitchell Jessen in Spokane, a CIA front, or what do you call it? Apparatchik or something like that, to train guys down in Coronado. And basically, you know, the tie-in is that, you know, this stuff that they had been studying for years, and who does that? Who studies? You know, like I have mentioned the study about Seligman, who, you know, the way the story went, well, he and his colleague at University of Pennsylvania were, you know, studying behavior. They were doing behavioral studies, and they just happened upon learned helplessness theory. That's what they said. We happened upon it by randomly and repeatedly shocking dogs, which was, you know, decades into the hardcore research on behavior modification. And so it turns out Seligman's work built on the work of Biderman and all these other guys. So who does that? You know, how can we study torture and brainwashing and mind control and, you know, systematic desensitization and, you know, all these kinds of, from that to the, you know, those would be more in the hard power department to, you know, the soft power department of, you know, systematic desensitization, flooding, observational learning, classical conditioning, maybe a little more forceful, you know, you get to some kind of middle ground, and smart power is kind of operant conditioning, you know? How do we do that? I mean, how do you study that kind of stuff? So these are, I think it's sick people that do this kind of stuff. And now you can even go to the Wikipedia entry for Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Even on Wikipedia, you know, it talks about some of this. Operating procedures. A manual called Camp Delta Standard Operating Procedure, SOP, dated 28 February 2003 and designated unclassified for official use only, was published on WikiLeaks. This is, and so the, you know, the point of saying that the main takeaway from the Minds of Men was that the drug culture became a modified limited hangout, and the technology is the larger concern, is that this has always been in view, that it was a militarized, you know, agenda to figure out really systematically, you know, study systematically how to mind control people, and torture is an instrumental part of that. And, you know, Aldous Huxley told us that in 1962, basically you could get people to love a state of hell on earth and, you know, they would defend it. And it includes torture. I've said for years, I mean, if you listen to this broadcast for any length of time, you know that since, I don't know, about 2013, I've been saying, you know, can we just be honest? Can we just call it torture? People everywhere in this country are tortured. But speaking of torture and the, you know, euthanasia of the elderly, of the unwanted by some, folks like Bill Gates, people that we should be revering and gathering around their feet to hear the stories and the things that we shouldn't lose, you know, history, all the lessons of history. There is another element that I think is overlooked, because these people cannot speak for themselves the way that, you know, some can once they're older. It's the youth, it's the young people, it's children. Children are being tortured too, and I've talked about that. But I keep thinking about that study. Remember the study, the Harvard Center on the Developing Child study, working paper 9? Persistent fear and anxiety can affect young children's learning and development. And so you look at these things, and then you compare that to Biderman's chart of, and basically what is being induced is a long-term state of persistent fear and anxiety. For what purpose? Because none of this crap that we're being fed is legitimate. It's patently obvious. Anybody with any sense of autonomy to be able to stand apart from the nonsense at this point, you know, as folks like Dietrich Bonhoeffer might have put it, is able to see it's nonsense. And you got Gregory Bateson's double bind in full effect, you know, where you're trying to honor these competing disparate ideas. What does all of that do? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
Which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We're actually live now, this Friday, October 2nd, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Did you happen to catch yesterday's High Wire with Del Bigtree? It was kind of interesting. There was a segment in the middle. It was as if on this broadcast I had notes for what they were going to do yesterday. I never do. But I think it goes back to what I have been saying recently about, you know, people with their thinking caps on who see the same thing and come to the same obvious conclusion. And I'm referring specifically to my reading from Harvard Working Paper 9, Persistent Fear and Anxiety Can Affect Young Children's Learning and Development. So, Del was interviewing, there was a discussion between mothers, and, you know, one of those mothers was a psychologist with a master's in public health, And after the discussion was after they rolled the discussion during the broadcast, Bell interviewed a couple of the mothers. One happens to be a part of the team at the Highwire, I guess. And so listening to the lady with the Master's in Public Health sounded very similar to what I was reading. In other words, we should all be very concerned for young people. And she said at one point, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, at the end of the interview, Dell said, you know, is there one thing, you know, what would you want to leave people with or impart to people to public servants, so to speak, elected officials and so forth, people in positions of public service? And she said, and again, I'm paraphrasing, we can all remember something from our childhood that was particularly traumatic and probably has shaped our lives, not just our future, but, you know, our lives as adults. And kids are pretty resilient, but there are things that are happening that will probably have a profound impact and consequences, like lifelong perhaps consequences in the lives of children because of what's happening. And they went through some of the ways that children are being psychologically engineered by this stuff. And so everything that I've talked about, this sort of clinical side of that over the past week or week and a half, kind of touching on that here and there, Bateson's Double Bind in particular, and Biderman, and the Chart of Coercion, and these kinds of things that the World War II and post-World War II, Cold War era, you know, CIA contingent particularly studied and has sort of incorporated into technological use. Those guys all knew that. They knew these things. And so we're at a point where some really nefarious interests are being advanced. And, you know, maybe we'll get to some of that. And he also had a fantastic interview with Heiko Schoening, Dr. Schoening, who has led a massive peaceful protest over in Europe, Germany in particular, and who said, you know, this is organized crime, what we're seeing. A doctor in Germany is saying, you know, what we're seeing is organized crime. So I mentioned, I don't think we played it, but I mentioned a few weeks ago, Del Big Tree said these people are pushing hard because if they don't push through with their agenda, then they will probably most likely find themselves being charged with crimes against humanity. And I think that's absolutely true. And Dr. Schoening seems to echo a similar sentiment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. For whatever reason, lately, I've been reminded of Salvatore Natoli's Nietzsche and the Theater of Philosophy. And actually, speaking of this guy on David Ratcliffe's Pandemic Parallax View page. He has the little at the top. He has the quote: "Once you start being taught things, your mind is channeled in a certain way," which is a George Martin quote from his book "All You Need Is Ears," 1979. And that quote is featured or imprinted on an image, which is the Gall-Peters projection of Mother Earth. And that, you know, it says Gall-Peters projection of Mother Earth with a link to an excerpt from The West Wing, Season 2, Episode 16. And so, this is interesting because the quote that is used actually in the episode has been featured in a Strat 4 article that was actually the way that it was put over to Strat 4, the editor's note, Strat 4's, by Nick Routley for Visual Capitalist. And it's, the article is also over at visualcapitalist.com. So the editor's note reads, Strat 4's view of the world is underpinned by geography and intractable and constant, that even the staunchest leaders ignore at their peril. Our perception of geography, be it human or physical, is inevitably shaped by representative data, often conveyed using maps. Our understanding of map-based data is, however, a little skewed, something our friends at Visual Capitalist show succinctly with their breakdown of the Mercator projection. And this was a subsequent post, subsequent to the West Wing episode, but in the in post, the author Nick Routley features the quote that was used in the West Wing clip and that's been circulated a few places. And I just thought it was interesting that Strat 4 even has a reference to this. The quote is, "In our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power." And, you know, this is something that, I mean, I've mentioned that in the past, bigness equates to importance and power. And, you know, so I talk about that in conjunction with the media in particular, and then you have these agencies, whether federal agencies or so-called would-be world bodies of governance, because, you know, they don't believe in government. They believe in the neo-feudalist concept of governance. You'll do what you're told and like it, kind of thing. That's the difference between, in America, what we would consider government is, you know, representative government, duly elected folks, that kind of thing. But that's not what these folks believe in. They believe in governance. And that means that the technocratic few decide for the plebeian masses. And, you know, we probably have too many masses anyway, so we should get rid of a whole bunch, like the Georgia Guidestone says. And so I think the reason I mentioned the quote is, and Salvatore Natoli is an interesting character. Looks sort of like Dr. Evil to me. And like, you know, some kind of weird comic book supervillain or something. What's that one guy, the big guy's name? I forget. Anyway, it looks kind of like that. Reminds me of some of these other guys, some of the financial guys, maybe Mario Draghi or Berlusconi or somebody like that. But, you know, Nietzsche and the theater of philosophy is sort of a fitting maybe subtitle or subtext to exactly where we're at right now. And so I think we're dealing with this issue. I think people are starting to really confront the reality of, you know, kind of the curtains sort of being pulled back by the wizard himself a little bit in the transition to power, you know, in the fourth industrial revolution, the attempt, the business plot coup, if you will, that's actually sweeping the world, because the world's dealing with this in ways that we aren't yet. You know, the militarization of police and things, the videos that we're seeing, and I think those are test runs. I think it's coming here. But Salvatore Natoli's quote, "In our society, we unconsciously equate size with importance and even power." And, you know, maybe the emperor has no clothes. Maybe this is not true, and I think we're confronting the reality of this. And what I'm getting to specifically is in the interview Del Bigtree did of Dr. Schoening, he asked him that question. He says, you know, you're a doctor. You've gone through this educational process in this field, and now you're seeing what you're calling organized crime. And Dr. Schoening explained a little bit and said, you know, it's a few people who have the power to be able to make these moves and make things happen. You know, it's not the entire establishment, obviously, and I'm paraphrasing him as well. But he said, you know, there are a few people, and you have to see who has the power to do it and who benefits from it. And, but they address that issue, I would say, directly. You have these organizations like, CDC, FDA, World Health Organization, and Dell said, and even your Koch Institute there in Germany, and, you know, a few people, you know, and you have, there are decent people trying to do good things, and that's kind of what I was getting at yesterday, and that line that's been redrawn in the sand, or brought to the surface again. It was buried while the HIV AIDS discussion was happening, and there's a reason those two words have just been stuck together in our minds, and it's not because they belong together per se. I mean, at least not if you ask folks like Carrie Mullis. So, you know, which is interesting. Speaking of Carrie Mullis and Luc Montagnier, which I mentioned yesterday, what he said echoing the Indian scientists, same kind of thing. I mean, Carrie Mullis tells the story of writing a paper, HIV causes AIDS. Okay, I need a footnote for that. What's the citation that I use to, you know, substantiate that? And he's asking around. He asks everybody. Can't find anybody who will answer. And he's at this, I don't know, I think it was a party. He's talking about, you know, whatever, social gathering. Luc Montagnier was in attendance. And so he's talking to Luc Montagnier. And, he asks, you know, he thinks, I'll ask him, because if anybody will know, this guy will know. And he says, you know, I'm writing this paper. I have this line that says HIV causes AIDS. I'm looking for a footnote. I'm looking all over. I just thought I'd ask you, because surely you would know. And Montagnier makes a couple of citations, and Mullis rebuts them and says, yeah, I've read that, and that really doesn't prove it. There's, you know, one old one, one fairly new one. And Mullis again says, you know, with both of them, he says, that doesn't doesn't really substantiate what we're trying to say here. And then basically Montagnier says, I don't know. He doesn't have a good answer either. And so there are some interesting things happening. You know, Montagnier has been considered an anti-vaxxer in recent years and anti-establishment kind of guy. They're trying to cast him as a quack now. Nobel laureate. And he's just saying, you know what? I got the prize. I'm an older guy. I don't have to prostrate myself before the powers that shouldn't be for funding and keep quiet on certain things, so I can say whatever I want at this point. They don't have the carrot to hold over my head. And they really can't beat me too much with the same stick. So those kinds of things are interesting, and there's this battle that's happening. It's the same old battle. But we haven't really seen it or heard it. I'm not a scientist, and I don't work in that field, but I've sort of had an eye on it, on this battle. And it is, the battle is resurging, it appears. And I think that's a good thing. And there are folks, it seems like Del Bigtree is... doing a good job of really shining a bright light on, like he said, reason. Can we be reasonable? But, you know, we understand that the powers that shouldn't be are operating under the mantra of George Bernard Shaw, you know, Shaw's Man and Superman and the Unreasonable Man, right? The Unreasonable Man. Man and Superman, a comedy and a philosophy. Yeah. So, the Unreasonable Man. And he dealt with this subject throughout Man and Superman. Anyway, the unconscious self, Shaw wrote, the unconscious self is the real genius. Your breathing goes wrong the moment your conscious self meddles with it. Except during the 9 months before he draws his first breath, no man manages his affairs as well as a tree does. And then he gets into reason after the unconscious self. Reason, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. The man who listens to reason is lost. Reason enslaves all whose minds are not strong enough to master her. And then into the revolutionist's handbook he goes. Decency? Decency is indecency's conspiracy of silence. This is a sick, warped, perverted mind who writes these kinds of things. Anyway. But we understand that, you know, the Bill Gates, the devil Bill Gates of the world, operate under this premise, you know, that Shaw wrote. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. And to Del Bigtree, the Bill Gates of the world would say, or the Klaus Schwabs, or, you know, Berlusconi and Drahis of the world, the Larry Summers, the Geithner, Volcker, Summers, Rubin, these kinds of guys, they would say, the man who listens to reason is lost. Reason enslaves all whose minds are not strong enough to master her. Reason, you want to be reasonable, Del. Oh, we're not going to be a slave to reason. This is how these people think. And it's, I think it's pretty obvious in how they behave and what they do and what they say. The bombastic arrogance. When you listen to these people speak in lies, the likes of which, you know, Dave Ratcliffe referenced, the specific set of illusions and the spell they cast and the webs they weave. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. The elections are right around the corner. It'll be interesting to see how many people are, what are people going to do when they have this rude awakening? They realize that not only has the corona lie not ended on November 4th, but then the conspiracy of these unreasonable men and women will undoubtedly kick into high gear. That's when the business plot will go into effect. You know, we'll see more theater, shadows dancing on the opposing wall, and it'll look like, you know, I mean, there's the scenarios that the Transition Integrity Project has gamed. All the most evil and villainous neocons and neoliberals getting together to see what might happen, you know, and how can we ensure the outcome of a military-backed coup to make it, you know, how can we make the military-backed coup look plausibly deniable? I still need to find that book. I have some recollection of it somewhere. That was, you know, whenever it was, 7 or 8 years ago, I think. Outlined the scenario exactly. I mean, exactly. There was the pandemic thing and a presidential coup. It was the business plot. I talked about it back then when I looked at it. Just another coincidence for the coincidence theorists. Just another coincidence. So I wonder what people will do on November 4th when they realize, oh my goodness. No, what you're doing here, this is complete baloney. These are all lies. You know, you guys are... This is a big charade. It's a big facade that you've created. And, you know, the vote fraud you guys have been orchestrating for decades, for generations now, you know, since at least the time in 1968 when Dick Gregory was talking about his presidential bid, leading in the polls in Pennsylvania, and then, you know, subsequently talking about a 1980s Wall Street Journal article that talked about the same thing. You guys have been orchestrating these coups ever since then, since Clint Curtis told us about being hired to write black box voting software in a way that would flip votes 51 to 49, and no one would know unless they looked at the source code. You wouldn't even know if you had a paper receipt for your vote. So there are ways that we could do things, you know. We could have an online validation where we all secretly, anonymously throw in either our mail-in ballot, you know, a picture of it, or our receipt from the polls. There are ways that we could do that. But it's not important enough to us, so we don't. Anyway, I think, which reminds me of Solzhenitsyn, you know, we simply didn't love freedom enough. So it's interesting, you know, Del Bigtree asked Dr. Honing about the parallels to Nazi Germany, and Honing said we don't usually make that comparison here, but under the circumstances, it's probably an apt comparison. So, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.